The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Hello?
Good morning. Good morning. What a beautiful day for a radio program. Hello, Reno, Carson Valley, Carson City. Hello, Tahoe. Hey, Arrington, how's it going? I'm John Potter. It is local, and it is, I think, I am live. Today, it's a beautiful day for a radio program. Any minute now, we're going to hit 80 degrees in Reno, and then we are in for it today. So we'll keep tabs on the weather and, of course, the traffic. The red flag warning still on, 9 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow, they have the fire weather watch. It's kind of a downgrade from the red flag warning, and that is set for tomorrow. I haven't checked the weather details in about an hour, so I will do that during the next break. Anyway, I'm John Potter. Hello, Craig Boss out in Carson City. How are you?
I am doing very well today, John. Thank you for asking.
Well, let's start with a week. First off, what did I do? I said this last Saturday. I was going to go to Chihuahuas and see the World Cup. Did you watch the World Cup?
Not a single second of it.
Okay. I had millions of seconds. Lady sitting behind me, we were watching on the big screen there, a lady sitting behind me with this very thick Spanish accent who said about 5,000 times, "Good job, Spain. Good job, Spain. Good job, Spain." So that was, Sunday? Last night, did you catch the White House press correspondents' dinner last night? Did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch it, but I've been listening to clips all morning of it, so.
Of the clips I just heard on that Fox newscast are the more gentle, not the more eye-raising clips.
Yeah, not the ones where you'd have to put a tone over some words.
Not the ones where he talks about sneaky Schiff with his potato head. And,
yeah.
It had to be 5 minutes of speech and the rest had to be ad lib.
Oh, they said he went rogue.
He certainly did.
Yeah. It was very little. He jumped off topic within the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, but you know what impressed me is these so-called journalists, the people who tell us how to think. We're very respectful. I said any minute now there's going to be some catcalls when he was really slamming not just Democrats, but also the TV and radio and newspaper people. No, they were very gracious and they applauded. They laughed even at some of the stuff that wasn't that funny. I thought the highlight of the dinner the show, and folks, if you saw it, let us know, 884-997, and you can text, of course, too. Let me open that up, by the way. I thought the highlight was Weijia Zhang's speech. Incredibly patriotic. It touched my heart several times. I turned to Kathy and I said, this midway through the speech, I said, this speech is amazing. It was... Actually, it was the only thing we agreed on in that entire show. During Trump's talk, she got so mad, she went out to the front yard and tore out a trash bin full of weeds. I am not kidding. I thought, where would she go? And, the car's still there. It's not in the backyard and stuff. But that's what she was inspired to do. Okay, let's get more local.
She can't fire you, so she had to go to do something else.
Well, yeah, we're smart not to, raise voices. We do think differently politically, but we have enormous respect, and that is the key. Anyway, let's get local fires, okay? What a week. We started off the week with a fire on Peavine. It has been a while since I've seen a fire on Peavine. And when I saw that fire, I said, okay, now do we plant tomatoes? if you see fire on Peavine, is that what the Indians said?
I think that was misinterpreted, yeah.
And it was pretty odd because in one of the news pictures of the fire of Peavine, there was a patch of snow there. There's a top of the picture, patch of snow, bottom of the picture, the fire. I was surprised to see still some snow up there. So that was, Tuesday? And then there was a fire with evacuations around this cardboard business in Sparks. We just cannot catch a break. Traffic right now is, I'll tell you, I don't know why, but Plum was just jammed. That's why I was so late coming in here today. A huge line of traffic there. But at least it's not Sparks. It's not easy to be a driver in Sparks. It's incredible. I spend most of my life in Nevada. I have never seen a conglomeration of road projects within a small city ever. We have the road work on Sparks Boulevard, Pyramid, Vista, Prater Way. And now they closed off Bering Boulevard at the intersection with Sparks Boulevard to reconstruct that intersection. The RTC says the whole Sparks Boulevard project is expected to be finished by summer next year. Pyramid, Bering, Sparks Boulevard, Vista, Prater Way. Yes, all of these projects had to be done at the same time. Just no way around it. Now, you know, there are still ways to avoid the construction tie-ups, but I always forget them until I'm right in the middle of a backup. McCarran, now, good old McCarran is usually a bit of an escape, a detour that works to a small degree. But I am actually hearing more complaints now about the Sparks Road construction than I do about 395 North Valleys now. Sparks has pushed us that hard. Even with the no entrance or exit at Panther Valley for, 2 years now? They keep delaying it for the next year. I had a text after I talked that up last Saturday. It reads, JP, and this was after I was saying, you know, why are they starting phase two North Valleys of 395 construction when phase one isn't finished yet? And this reads, JP, they will start adding a third lane from Golden Valley to Stead both ways. This phase one is supposed to be over, but it got delayed. Now they are overlapping, but phase one is 95% finished. All of this is now supposed to be done in early 2028. Boy, I got some fun topics today. I really do. But we're going to have fun. Derek Lee is going to be calling in. There he is at this great health expo in Gardnerville that I think just opened up. And we're going to tell you where to go, where to get his tremendous deals. He brought his bioresonance scanner, at least one of them, out there, and he's doing free scans with the bioresonance scanner out there in Gardnerville Yeah, I guess he's going to be there till, well, we'll find out. I know he's there now, and we're going to be talking to him in about 15 minutes from there. Bob Zaney, comedian Bob Zaney, I think, is appearing at Silver Legacy. He's going to be coming in and joining us, and he always does the Zaney Report, the news better than any of us can. So temperature's going to be hot, very hot. The 7-day, 9-day forecast, I see hundreds in there. I was just checking some records because I'm old, and I remember some incredibly hot weeks here in the old days. And the Record Courier noted this. The Minden, Nevada high temperature record for July 23rd, that was our Thursday, the high temperature record for that day, and it didn't break the record this week, but it was 105 degrees, and it was set in 1931. The Minden record for Friday was 102 degrees, set in 1936. Yes, young folk. It was actually very hot in the 30s. We had some very hot days in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. Days hotter than the days we've seen this year at last. So, just think about that. Nevada lost the first primary in the state vote from the bigwig Democrats. It's not finalized, but they took the vote. We're going to talk about that, bring that subject up, because I really expected 2 years ago they really were talking like Nevada was going to be the first primary state for Democrats in the presidential elections. Okay, so many things to say about that. I think it's a snub to Hispanics, which they desperately need. Anyway, just a little bit of politics. Okay, so 10:30 to noon, it's just me and you. This is summer vacation time. August is the biggest month for vacations. And so I've got a lot of favorite vacation spots. And you do too, I'm sure. And some of them are very inexpensive. And I'm going to talk about my experiences, and I'd sure like to hear yours to let the folks who, here, July's ending in a week, and they don't know where to go in August. Well, we're going to talk about that. And a lot of them are local, statewide, and in other states and in other countries. And I have a myriad of experiences that are fantastic. So we're going to start on that at 10:30. That's when we really want to get those calls in. So going to be fun. Stick around. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Back shortly, FM News Talk, time 918.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
All right. Quiet down. John Potter, live and local. Our time is 9:21 on this incredibly gorgeous Saturday. So sad I am stuck inside today. All right, little bit of politics before we get our first guest in with some great deals. Derek Lee, Bob Zaney is already here for 10 o'clock because Craig, I don't know what I was thinking. I told him 9:30. 10 o'clock. It's terrible to make a comedian mad. Okay,
they'll make fun of you the rest of the week.
I feel terrible about that. I don't know why I said that. And I can't quite combine Derek Lee with Bob Zaney.
They don't work together.
I don't think he has any supplement jokes. So anyway, Bob Zaney at 10, maybe some tickets. Yes, Nevada lost the first primary state in the U.S. vote from bigwig Democrats. They took a big step yesterday toward making South Carolina the first state to hold its presidential primary in the 2028 election. By the way, how did you like Trump's hat last night at the correspondents' dinner? Trump 2028 wore it in front of the journalists. Delicious. Anyway, the Democrats' rules and bylaws panel gave South Carolina the nod to go first with they voted 26 votes for South Carolina, followed by Nevada with 19 votes. Friday's committee vote is expected to be approved next month by the DNC. I remember 2 years ago, many experts thought, were pretty confident, actually, that Nevada would take the first primary position for the Democrats. South Carolina's a Republican state. This is what they want for their first state. It's a Republican state. But here's what happened. Oh, nobody will tell you this. But recently, Al Sharpton made a big push for South Carolina. And his message was basically a vote for Nevada and not South Carolina would be racist and pressure. You know, everybody's terrified of that. And so they voted for South Carolina, and they definitely made the wrong decision here. Nevada has far more Hispanics than South Carolina. And that's the voting block you should be the most concerned about. you had the Hispanic vote, but you ignored them for years, and you took them for granted, leaving Florida to go to Trump. Florida actually sealed his first term win, and they're ignoring Latinos again at their own risk. But they never really, to begin with, belonged to the Democrats. I don't know why they, you know, they were relied upon to always give a win to the Democrats, and I never understood why, because I don't know about the ones you know, but from Mexico and the Caribbean, the ones I know are highly religious, extremely family-oriented. I'll tell you, there's not many nursing homes in Mexico because multi-generational family caregiving is deeply rooted in Mexican culture. The parents move in with the kids when they're too old to make it on their own. The Mexican culture, it's about caring for aging parents at home rather than using nursing homes, and that is driven by their core values of family loyalty and respect and shared responsibility. They hold traditional values, and so at heart, they are conservatives, very Catholic too, very religious. But this vote by the DNC shows me that they want the black candidate instead of the Hispanic one, and now you can expect the big push to be behind Kamala Harris for their next run. And anyway, I just miss the excitement of having the first in the nation primary, whatever party that is. And that would have been a lot of fun. Okay.
I had a question on that, John.
What's that?
I had a question on that.
Yeah. What?
These aren't actually in the presidential thing. They're not actually primaries. They're a convention of the delegates, aren't they? And so they can do the different dates for the Democrat versus the Republican. It's not like a primary.
Right. Well, you mean what they just did this week? That's their rules and committee meeting to pick which order of states that Democrats will vote in for the presidential election. And it has always been New Hampshire for both parties for many, many years. That went away. Nevada zoomed up to number two, I think, for both parties, or number three. And so they were choosing which of their primaries would go first for this 2028 election.
And I'm still thinking it's a caucus, and it's decided in the caucus.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, Nevada has
a
caucus.
There's no
actual
primary.
It's a
caucus that they pick.
Oh, you're such a picky man. You're right.
Oh, I know, right?
Well, whether caucus or primary, it's the order of states that they determine who will be the presidential. There you go.
Okay. And the Republican one could be on a different date than the Democrat one.
You are going to do next Saturday's show. I really think you're qualified now. Okay, emails. Let's see here.
I'll still be your fact checker.
You were so good at that in the beginning, and then I got smart and studied hard. Whatever I was going to say, I double-checked, because I know you're leering over my shoulder. Anyway, a comment here, email about my mentioning that we used to, I was talking about when driving was fun. I forgot the topic, I said my family, we would get in the car, and we would go for the Sunday drive with no destination in mind. And that just blew a lot of young minds, including this person who wrote, it's short here, Mr. Potter participating in traffic with nowhere to go sounds sadistic. But, you know, it was Sunday, a little traffic, and there was, you know, little else to do after church. And, you know, we loved it. We'd bring along a picnic basket, and if we saw a place to set up, you know, we would stop and have a picnic there. And then we would go for ice cream at Carvel's in Mom and Dad's Ford Country Squire station wagon. And somebody sent this email to me. John, I don't want to... Oh, this is somebody sent me an email of a meme. And that reads, John, I don't want to download the app to pay for parking. I don't want to create an account to see a menu. I don't want to provide feedback on a 30-second interaction. I just want to exist in the physical world without a digital leash. I say amen. This is so true and completely annoying. I avoid such situations like that as often as possible, and someone loses business as a result. Try ordering something like a pizza now over the phone. The first thing they say is, you know you can order online, right? And my answer is, yes, I do, but I prefer to speak to a person. Would you like to take my order? But everything, it's always, it's on the app. It drives me crazy. I love being an analog human. This is more efficient. Horse pucky. Consarn it. Well, it is nice, you know, not to search for coins for the parking meter. That's the only advantage. But it's great being an analog person, even going so far as being ditched by Facebook. Now I love not being on Facebook. It frees up my time for so much more. Got a break for Fox News. Going to talk to Derek, our second guest. Bob Zaney is in the lobby. He's on at 10. But Derek's in Gardnerville at this health expo, and that is going to be next after Fox News and local news with Greg Neft. I'm John Potter, live and local Saturdays 9 to noon on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:30.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. Current temperature, 81 degrees in the Reno area. And as you heard, red flag warning is in effect right now until 9 o'clock tonight for gusty winds and very dry, well, fire weather, basically. Hey, it's Derek Lee on the phone. He's in Gardnerville in the Woodette's Diner Strip Mall, 1492 Highway 395. He is at the Carson Valley Healing Collective. Hey, Derek, what's going on?
Hey, John, how you doing? I'm doing great.
Oh, you sound good, my friend. What is at the Carson Valley Healing Collective? Can you paint us a picture?
Yes, I can paint a picture. Well, there are 7 or 8 vendors. There's hypnotherapist. There's sound therapist. There's the gut girl, Nicole Colici. Dr. Josh is a chiropractor. There's a jeweler named Holly Humlick. She's a warrior goddess jewelry. So there's quite a few different vendors here. We're doing free digestive scans, and we're all packed in. It's very now, intimate. There's a line out the door.
No kidding. Is there really?
There's like 10 people waiting for scans right now. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's great. Now, is this, is this a free thing? You can just go there and walk in, right?
We're doing free digestive scans. It's only digestive scan. Bring your phones with you so you can take pictures of the scan. We don't have a printer with us. But we are doing this for free so people can see how the scan works. So people can see how non-invasive it is. So people can just get a feel for it. It's the one way that, and so since everyone's really dealing with digestive issues, it's just a way for us to be able to show people what we can do with it. And it's just people want to take advantage of something that's free. And so that's one of the things we're providing here.
And it's free admission, as far as I know.
Yep.
Put this in your phones, folks, on your Google Maps, 1492 Highway 395. And there's a suite number. Suite number 105. That's ground level at the mall, right?
Yep.
You don't even have to go up the stairs.
No, it's very peaceful. It's very quiet. It's very cool right now. It's a great location.
You have one of your bioresonance biofeedback scanners there with free scans on folks' digestive systems right now. Free digestive scans. Oh, I wish I was there. What else do you have at your table there?
We've brought a lot of products. We brought Restore, Dopexil, Miracle Liver, Natokinase. We brought Longevity Formula. We brought J147. We brought those six for sure. There might be one or two others. I can't remember off the top of my head. So we have those six here present.
And you have an in-person only sale going on right now.
Yes, it is buy two and get one free, and you can mix and match. So you get to buy two and get one free of your choice. Also, if you people are interested in the heart health bundle, all those components are here. So if someone wanted the heart health bundle, we'll also do buy two and get one free of that as well.
I think the best part of this is that people, I'm sure, have questions for you after these years of talking about what your products can do and what the bioresonance scanner will do. They're all going to be mad at me for tying you up for a half hour. No. But
a lot of the people here are grateful that I'm on the radio promoting it. So everyone's happy.
Okay, so you have the buy two, get one free. Now, does this apply to the value-priced bundles?
Yes, only to the heart health bundle, because that's all we have here. So all of these great sales, great values we have today are only in person, not online, only in person. So if you want a sale, you want to take advantage of this, just come on down. Come on down to 1492 Highway 395.
Yes. Now, the products you have there right now, you have a Restore, you said Dopexol, Natokinase,
The Miracle Liver,
Longevity. Formula. Okay.
Yeah, and J147.
The bioresonance free scan, how long does that take?
We just have you fill out a little form verifying you don't have a pacemaker or any electronic devices implanted. We put your name and age into the system, into the program, and then the program itself takes about less than 5 minutes to run through, and then you're done. Pretty efficient.
What could a digestive scan show people?
That's a good question, John. So the digestive tract consists of the small intestine, the large intestine, the colon, the colorectal system. It has, so it also goes into the wall of the colon, the wall of the rectum, the wall of the small intestine, goes into the gastric glands, it goes into the liver. It measures three different areas of three different views of liver. It measures liver tissue. We also have the kidneys added to that. It measures the pancreas. It measures the gallbladder. It measures the gallbladder tissue. It measures the pancreas, the pancreatic ducts, the lymphatic system of the pancreas, the arterial system of the pancreas. It measures everything that is related to the digestive system.
You know, when you said digestive system, I thought it was just the intestines. This includes the liver. You know how hard it is to get a liver scan in this town.
it's almost impossible.
It is. It's terrible. I have a long story about that. But this is absolutely free. You can get your liver scanned and all those other organs, all part of the digestive system. So it's scanning those organs. Now, what malady or such can it detect?
Oh, anything. If you come into our office and do the full body scan, the program itself will generate a report, multiple reports. We don't have those reports here because we can't print them. So we encourage people to bring their phones with them so they can take pictures of their intestinal tract after the scan is done. So that we're showing people how their intestinal tract is functioning. So it's going to show you energy, which is fluid dynamics. So if your small intestine is dehydrated, it's going to have low energy. We can show you that. If your stomach doesn't have enough fluid in the wall of the stomach, we can show you that also. And so that'll be low energy. It also will show you the cell function of your stomach or small intestine or liver or gallbladder. It'll show you the cellular function. So when we compare the fluid dynamics and the cellular function of any organ, that tells us how well that organ is functioning. So after that, we can actually go in and see, if it has low energy and low cell function, then that tells us that there's probably microorganisms or a virus or something that's causing this to fall apart faster than it should. So then we can go in and look at microorganisms, and then we can find, we can find viruses, bacteria that's not going to be like Staphylococcus is a common one. H. pylori is in a lot of places. Gingivitis is in a lot of places, not supposed to be. We have tons of parasites are in all kinds of places, not supposed to be. So our scanner can detect all this in all these random places. And so this is what we're showing people with in the digestive system with this free scan, is how their body is, how their digestive system is functioning in real time. What's causing this, the most likely is causing the disruption. And so we can not only do that with just the digestive system, but we can do this with the entire body. And this is what our full body scan does at our office. So
these are free scans, takes just about 5 minutes. And again, absolutely free. I have to ask you this, because you are at like this healing expo, health expo. How private are these scans? Because some people may not want other people to see their colon, Derek.
They might not. It's, you know, you're not naked. You're fully clothed.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. So that's one good thing.
Colon. You've seen one colon, you've seen them all.
Everyone's the same. there's a bad joke there somewhere, John.
Well, all right. I think it's time we should take a break before I get too randy. Go see Derek Lee, folks, and talk to him. Ask him questions. Get the free digestive system scan right now. He is at the Carson Valley Healing Collective, 1492 Highway 395, the main drag. You know where Wadette's Diner is. He's just a couple of doors down. And he's with a bunch of other people who are into the healing profession. It's absolutely free admission. 1492 Highway 395, Gardnerville. One more segment with Derek next on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk, time 946.
Proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. FM News Talk. Time 950. Current temperature in Reno and Gardnerville, both 83 degrees. In Gardnerville right now is the Carson Valley Healing Collective. It's a great free event bringing together holistic practitioners, spiritual healers, health advocates, and supplement creators and providers to promote a great, mindful, happy life. They live life, and it's all to promote a long and happy one. And Derek is all about that. Derek Lee of BrainHealthFormulas.com. First question I got from someone was asking, because we're talking about this free event at Gardnerville going on now. They are in Reno. They're asking, how long are you going to be there today, Derek, and how long do the free scans last?
Until noon is the event. We might run a little over that because we have a lot of people here waiting for scans. So if you're in Reno, come on down. We'll get you in.
If they're waiting for scans, you have your Kathy there to help you?
Yep. Kathy's doing the scans right now.
Oh, good, good. So have you met?
So, come on down. We'll get you in. We need the power source.
Okay.
We can keep going.
All right. Have you had some interesting questions from the folks or any comments about your products?
You know, we got here late. We got here like 8:50, and we kind of got the scanner set up. We got the laptop set up, and by the time I was setting up, Kathy was already scanning people. So we've been running around with our heads cut off since we got here.
How many exhibitors are there? About a dozen?
There's only seven or eight. It's very intimate. There's a handful of people. We all have different modalities. We all have different interests. We all can provide a lot of information going in a lot of different directions. So it's kind of nice and peaceful.
I think it's great you get out there and show this, and you have the in-person only sale going on right now. That's pick up one of Derek's products that he has right there on the table, or actually pick up three, because you buy two and get one free at this event only until noon at 1492 Highway 395 for the Carson Valley Healing Collective in Gardnerville. Anything else you want to say about this, Derek?
Come on down. There's lots to do. There's like you mentioned before, Wood S. Steiner's there. If anyone has questions, feel free to give me a call at 775-634-7789. And we're just trying to get things to work, trying to show everyone how our scanner can work and what it does. It's really non-invasive. It's very efficient, very effective. It's wonderful.
BrainHealthFormulas.com is on the road until noon. And then you're going to hang around Gardnerville?
For a little bit, yeah. And then we'll head back to Reno.
I love that town. I think you're going to be too late after 12 for the Cowboy Cafe in Minden. But there's Wood S. Steiner right there. An amazing, right there. Amazing, my favorite salad bar. But also the best Mexican breakfast of all the land. Yes. Huh. So you have to go to Wood S. Steiner. It's right there in the same strip mall, 1492 Highway 395. Is this the first time they've done the Carson Valley Healing Collective?
I believe so. According to Nicole Colici, who owns the Gut Grill, which is where we're holding it at, they just moved into this place, and this might be their grand opening. I don't know for sure.
How did you find out? How did you find out about it?
Facebook. They are the ones who put on the Minden Health Fair, and I really like how they set that up. And I saw it on Facebook. I contacted them and asked them if I could participate, and they said absolutely.
I miss so much stuff not being on Facebook, but I don't care. I'm not going back. I'm not doing it.
Yeah,
but. I might be forced to. I mean, if you want to sell something, that's really the only place to do it is Facebook Marketplace at this stage. Anyway, okay, so the bioresonance scanner, is it bioresonance or biofeedback? It's bioresonance, right? Or is it both?
Bioresonance. Well, what I found is Medicare or Medicaid will actually cover biofeedback. Some insurance companies will cover biofeedback. And so I'm trying to integrate that terminology into this so people quite possibly can actually get, they might be able to get paid back for coming to see us because biofeedback is considered an alternative therapy that is approved by some insurance companies, similar to acupuncture and or massage therapy. So so I'm trying to integrate the proper terminology so people might be able to take advantage of that.
Apparently, there's a real center of holistic practitioners and healers and alternate health advocates and creators and providers in Carson Valley. I didn't know this. This is something that I've never really seen in Reno, this Carson Valley Healing Collective.
It's quite impressive. To me, it feels more organized in this valley than it does in Reno, to be honest with you. And I think in Reno, it's like every man for himself. And in Carson Valley, Minden, Gardnerville, everyone comes together. It's I love it.
I'm picturing, I picture this because I'm old. I'm picturing incense burning, long hair, tie-dyed shirts, granny
not
glasses,
even, no.
Beads.
It's not like that at all. It's really all very professional.
Stereotypes. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. So
very
this
professional.
Is, right. So this is the place to get Derek's products in your hand today, and you can save money at the same time doing it. You pick up one, you get three for the same price, and that also applies to the value-priced heart bundle. And what's in the heart bundle?
Restore, Dopexil, Natokinase, and Miracle Liver.
So if I buy two of the bundles, I get a third bundle.
Yes, we'll do that today.
Oh, my gosh, Derek.
Yeah, we've got all those products today, so we might as well just include it.
They're going to take you to the cleaners.
They might. That's why we brought a lot of products.
That's excellent. All right, my friend, I'm going to give you the last 2 minutes. All right, Derek.
Okay.
Go. I got my stopwatch. Go. Yes.
I just want to thank you and Craig and Jerry and Lisa for the years of being willing to listen to me ramble on, and I just want to let you know how grateful I am to you. Thank you. Thank you to all the listeners. Thank you to everyone who's trusted me to try our products, to try this bioresonance scanner. Thank you. Thank you. This is, I never dreamed of any of this stuff happening. So thank you.
It really should be the other way, because from the testimonials you show me, the big thank you goes to you for helping these people with health issues. Just a wonderful thing that they've discovered in your products.
So thank you, John. And if anyone has any questions,
no,
feel free
you.
To give me a call.
So how's the website? Is it 100% where you want it?
No, it's the new website's done. We'll have it up this week.
Okay.
The new website's done, so we're going back to the old one. If anyone has any questions, 775-634-7789.
The website's fine. Okay, go see Derek at 1492 Highway 395 in Gardnerville. The Carson Valley Healing Collective is free admission. He's doing free bioresonance digestive scans on your body there. And awesome. Bob Zaney, comedian, next, 99.1 FM Talk.